The Three Wee Deals. Yea day, and the Ben Misneuca hell, the deal was minded to rest himsel. He had just won back for his work on earth, oots on temptation for a' his worth, gone up and down that troubled sphere, wailing the sinners fae far and near. And now, safe hame with all the pinions, he took his ease while two or three minions were thrang at the darg in the earth abin, for the deil's work rests for sun nor min. But hell hods neither peace nor rest, sick things are only for the blest. It scarce lain doon by a weel-gone bleeze, when the deil was yirkit fae his ease, to pass new entrance needin' clearance, and he cursed them weel for the interference. Signed back again o'er the het flag stains, he settled doon to rest his banes, when a canny wee chappin' at the door steered him again, and he grained and swore. But the Eden deal turns nain a wo. The door swung open at his call, and three wee deals clit fitted in to their father's house in the halls of sin. Their sire lookit doon wi' a pride for ee, for gig-leg deals they were like to be. "What brings ye here?" he kindly speered. They pleased him, say, his froon had cleared. "Weel, feyther," said yin, "as ye maun ken, we're devilish keen to be loused on men. We'd like to gang to the earth abin to keep the sinners burdlin' in." The deal, though fu' o' paternal pride, pooed his lug for a wee ere he replied. "Ye're hoachin' to gang, I see that fine. 'Deed, else ye wouldna be sons o' mine. But devilocks maun be weel prepared before they delve my earthly yeard. These days deil kens there's routh at caw to keep hell fu', nae like a bow. Ye'd think to sin all men aspire. Faith, whiles I think I could retire. But sitting birds are sin geist on. Ye'll grow quick tired o' easy morn, and want to feel that grand elation when yin fa's victim to temptation was kept awa' fae fun and games, and thocht he had the deal in hems. For sick like, ye maun be gey slee to mak him tak the cup and pree. Say, ilka yin, just tell me plain who ye hae planned your great campaign." Up piped the first, "Send me abroad. I'll tell mankind that there's nae God." Where grew at the name, the deil frooned sairly. "My lad, I doubt ye'll fare but fairly, and that's your heaviest ammunition. Caught, if you like, just intuition, or scanning whiles the stores and men, man kens fu' weel there's yinna been." "Then let me gang," the second cried, "to work your will on the world wide. A better plan I've gin mysel. I'll tell mankind that there's nae hell." Nick shook his head with plain distaste. "Nah, nah, my son. Facts maun be faced. Men still ken if they're daein' wrang when burning conscience drives its stang. They ken it's a taste o' the life doon here, gin sinfu' wise they dinna forswear." The third imp stood gey quiet and slee, and the deil saw himsel in the wee red ee. "Let me run loose, and dinna worry. I'll just tell men that there's nae hurry." The deil sprang up fae his sate by the swee, and his een were alow wi' a hellish glee. "Gang first, my son, wi' all your speed, for you hae the devil's word indeed. Gin men heed you, we'll box them in. Procrastination's the deadly sin."